remains a executive flagship project. We know that it's needed first and foremost for road safety. Unfortunately, there has been a number of lives that have been lost on that dangerous part of the road. But it's also crucial in terms of the all-island infrastructure, and it will be transformational in terms of generating the local economy and attracting jobs and investment west of the band, and in particular in the northwest region.
And what do you think about the fact that there's been more than £80 million spent on it already, but the work still hasn't begun on the road?
Well, I think it's an absolute disgrace, and it's unfortunate that there has been continuous legal challenges over many decades and indeed shortcomings by the department. I think going forward we need a robust approach from the Department for Infrastructure, and in particular from Minister Mallon. There needs to be greater intensity in relation to getting the FI project up and running, and to ensure that all reports, in particular environmental reports, are up to date, because we knew from the findings of the Planning and Appeals Commission that many of the reports were outdated by the department and that the officials didn't have their ducks in a row. So it's now time for the department to step up to the mark, and also, of course, appealing to those who have previously opposed the A5, in particular Alternative A5 Alliance, to ensure that they don't bring any more legal challenges. We need this road. It's a crucial piece of infrastructure, and we can do it in the time ahead. We can allow for construction to begin and ensure that there's no further unnecessary expenditure on this project, and that all focus remains on getting construction up and going as soon as possible.